722, it was a year ago that we sat in this same location along Little Traverse Bay at this beautiful Wallster Marine in Harbor Springs, and a big announcement was made, and it made a lot of people smile. This is a great company that's been doing what they do as a family they're going into their 77th year. And the announcement was made that there were going to be some new partners, whether it was Pete Beauregard Jr., a highly regarded name in the boating industry with Colony Marine, or Jim Metzdaw, who's very much involved in boating. JT, his son, is a licensed captain. They've been involved in boating all of their lives. And a whole bunch of other people. Tom Irvin, of course, Wallstrom Marine president, and Ward Wallstrom and the whole Wallstrom family were welcoming to that team I just mentioned, Doug DeVos, who the DeVos family decided they were going to get more involved in some of the harbors and marinas around, actually probably around the country, and the growth plan that they've got. Doug DeVos is co-chair of the board of directors for Amway, the world's largest direct-selling company with more than $8 billion in revenue. He previously served as president of Amway for more than 16 years. Doug joined Amway in 1986, served in various leadership positions for Amway in Europe, the Americas, and Asia. And then Doug, along with his wife, Maria, the founders of the Continuum Ventures, an investment company for the Doug and Maria DeVos family. And by the way, Doug is an accomplished sailor. I welcome Doug DeVos to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Doug, nice to have you on board.
Hello, Paul. Great to be on board. Love to connect with you once again.
Boy, you know, you sound like your brother, who I've talked to far more often. I don't know if anyone's ever told you, but you sound just like Dick. And I wouldn't have known it was Doug at this point. But that's good. You're brothers. You should sound alike.
Well, we should sound alike, you know. I mean, he's older than me, though, so we gotta separate ourselves out a little bit. I gotta get a shot in.
Yeah, I was gonna say you didn't miss the first opportunity to take a shot at your brother, but that's okay. I understand. Believe me, I understand completely. But this is sailing. I know you're a renowned sailor. In fact, you may be somewhere right now because there's some sailing going. I know you're very involved in the America's Cup. But where are you right now, in fact?
Well, I'm in Europe right now. We're traveling through here with our family. And, yeah, I'd love to. I have a sailing problem. I was given it by my father and mother, and actually my brother Dick, who really got us into sailboat racing. And we raced all over the Great Lakes and just loved it. So grew up with so many great people who we sailed with on our boat and who we sailed with who were on other boats. But we just got to meet so many people, and it became a passion. And I can't stop.
Well, yeah, that's funny. I pictured the meeting. Hi, I'm Doug. I'm a sailor. Hi, Doug. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I pictured the meeting.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. It's one of those things that becomes addictive, hopefully in a positive way, because we think that, you know, that boating and the things that you're talking about, things that Wallstrom's does, the things that happen all around the great state of Michigan when people have a chance to be together, you create special times. You create special experiences. And when I think back, some of the first memories of my life were times with family on the water, near the water, on a boat. And it just has a special part of my life, and I'm sure it's the same for many others.
Doug DeVos, an accomplished sailor, and now the DeVos family. And I don't know if it's through yours and Maria's Continuum Ventures or which part of the family or company investing, but you decided to invest in Wallstrom Marine. And as I understood it from a year ago conversation, that this is kind of an area that you want to concentrate. Why not? It's your love. It's what you do very well. You're an incredibly accomplished, skilled sailor. But now you've made the family decision to put some of your investments into places like Wallstrom Marine. And from what we understood, that you were interested in marinas all around the state, if not all around the country. Is that still the case?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Paul. You know, there's, marinas are good businesses. Boating's a business. There's a big industry. And if you look at a company like Wallstrom and what the Wallstrom family has done and Ward's stewardship of that business, and then having a chance to connect with partners like Pete and Jim and Chris and Colony Marine, and to say, you know, this is something that we can really do together, because you have great management and Tom Irvin, and you kind of put the pieces together and say, we could learn a lot, and I think we could be good stewards because we have a tremendous passion for this industry, for this work. We found at Wahlstrom, and we find in other locations around the state, great employees, people who are just enjoy the products, enjoy the times, and live in great communities. So you put all that together and you say, this is a wonderful strategy to find businesses like a Wahlstrom in other parts of the state potentially, and continue to continue to work hard and try to build value in all those operations.
Doug DeVos with us is now a part of this great Wahlstrom Marine, as they announced last year on this program, this growth, more growth for this great company with the investments of Continuum Ventures, Pete Beauregard, and James Mestaw as part of the company's long-term succession plan. Of course, Ward Wahlstrom and Tom Irvin, the president of Wahlstrom Marine, and the great job that they've done. And here we are celebrating the anniversary and all the other good things that are all about Wahlstrom. Before I let you go, Doug DeVos, how do you think business is going, and do you have good positive feelings, or are you concerned?
Well, I think anyone.
I don't mean your marine business. I mean the state of the country, I guess, is what I'm asking you. And you're not the politician. I know Dick was the guy who ran for governor, et cetera, but you must have a strong opinion.
Well, I think you can't, when you watch the markets being as volatile as they are, when you see some of the other economic measures kind of going the wrong way, add that to some of the, some of the conflicts you see in different parts of the world, certainly in our business, as we look around the world, you got to raise some flags of concern. And to say, okay, we have to be very, very thoughtful. Things aren't just going to get better. Things could be a little challenging. So that makes you focus on, the mission of the business. Whoever's in business, the sponsors that you have in your show, the people, many businesses throughout the state of Michigan, you focus on what you're doing. You provide value to your customers. You work with your employees. You keep doing good things, and you'll navigate through. But I think we're going to have some challenges.
I think you're absolutely right. I think I could hear people agreeing with you as you said that, Doug DeVos. Quick note, we have less than a minute, but how are things at Amway?
Oh, yeah, it's going great. We're struggling. We're in the middle of some of those places where conflict is happening, but the business continues to be a wonderful business with great people, and we just feel honored every day to be part of Amway. With our sales force around the world, our employees in Michigan and globally. And so we continue to be very blessed to be a part of it, and blessed to continue to, meet new people like we're doing at Wahlstrom's with our new friends there.
Well put. Doug DeVos, safe travel to you. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Good to see you.
Good to see you, so to speak, as well as we continue. And think of all the people, Sean, that have become very successful, that the opportunity Amway has given them. Mm-hmm. Pretty incredible to think about it. As we continue on WJR at 7:30.